Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings. You're listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing discussing Relationship Detox Part 2 featuring Queen of Four. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/109-9pinstation. Please check out our Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. We keep it pretty up to date over there. So I hope everybody had an awesome weekend. I definitely did so. We're going to have a little bit of an unconventional show today because we do start every Monday night at 9 p.m., but the Queen won't be joining us until 9:15. So instead of me giving out every single last thing that I do before we get into the show, I'm just going to quickly play our commercials, and then I'm going to come back, share our affirmation, and probably play a couple of tracks until it is 9:15. So the Queen, again, will be joining us at 9:15. So for the latecomers in the show, they'll be happy because she won't be here until 9:15. She is finishing up a conference call for her detox. So, all right, while we wait on the Queen, let's get into paying these bills. All right, peace and blessings. I'll be right back.
Many health concerns, such as obesity, fatigue, high blood pressure, allergies, and many more symptoms, are but signs that the body is overloaded with toxins. It's that time of year again, where the seasons change and so do our bodies. So Sophia Heals, along with Gemini Creations, have put together a basic detoxification program that will help you detox your body regardless of what stage you are within your health practices. We will offer four different levels of detox, ranging from beginners to advanced. We will also provide all the materials you will need to get started, as well as weekly check-ins, anytime group access, recipes, and a 20% discount on any of the Sophia Hill or Gemini Creations products or services. The 21-day Fall Equinox Detox will begin on September 21st. Registration is only $25 and ends September 19th. To register, visit sophiahills.bigcartel.com. That's S-A-F-I-Y-A-H, Hills. .bigcartel.com or GeminiCreations.newshop.com. That's GEMINEYE Creations with an S. NUWshop.com or email us TaeQueen@hotmail.com. TaeQueen@hotmail.com or SophiaHeals@gmail.com. Let the healing begin. Peace and blessings.
Are you looking for a place to sell your products online? Not interested in hiring expensive web developers? Do you love to buy cultural and ethnic products directly from manufacturers? Well, look no further. Newshop.com is the number one online marketplace to buy and sell multicultural and ethnic products. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Get your free e-store, post your products for sale, and make money. Sell books, clothing and apparel, jewelry, bath products, beauty products, health products, accessories, holistic products, even ebooks and downloadable music files. The list goes on. No sign-up fees, no contracts, no annoying product listing fees or confusing HTML coding. It's quick, easy, customizable. Go to newshop.com for your 9-day free trial today. Newshop.com, the number one online marketplace for multicultural and ethnic products. That's www.nuwshop. All payments and transactions on newshop.com are securely processed through PayPal.
Ladies, it's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GeminiCreations.com. Like us on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/GeminiCreations. Or you can contact Tay Queen through TayQueen@Hotmail.com. That's TayQueen@Hotmail.com. Peace and blessings always.
All right, we are back. And by the way, for the detox program, we are extending the registration until tomorrow. So if you would still like to join in, there's still time. And you can do so by via all the contact information that we gave during the commercial. So definitely get down with it, because we definitely already started, but you can definitely still join in until tomorrow. All right, so that is that. All right. I'm going to start off the show essentially with this weekly affirmation. Here you go. I am intuitive and deeply connected with my spirituality. I maintain discipline on my path to spiritual evolution. I release all situations that are put in my path to distract or hinder me as I make this journey. I am abundant. I am an abundant being filled with the energy and anointed by the Most High to do her divine will and bidding. I am one with the Divine Mother, Ashe. All right? And you can check out so many more affirmations like that, conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, as well as facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. Our monthly yoga pose for this month is the Dolphin Plank Pose. All right, so the Dolphin Plank Pose is pretty much an awesome position that's benefits include it's calming to the brain, helps to release stress and mild depression, stretches the shoulders, the hamstrings, the calves, and arches, strengthens the arms and legs and core, and helps to prevent osteoporosis. So it's a great pose that you can add into your yoga sequence, and definitely get your yoga on. By the way, September is the month for yoga, so it's the official month of yoga. All right, everybody? So I'm going to check this number and see if the queen is on the line. Peace. Are you on the line?
I am on the line. I get you doing my yoga practice. Thank you.
That's awesome. Awesome. All right. So we are going to talk about the relationship detox part two. Now, I know a lot of people are really excited to hear this and definitely are relating to wanting to detox from relationships. So I'm going to let you jump right in.
Okay, wonderful. Well, this must be a jumping in period in my life, because I just came off of a cruise with Honor and Glory Travel, Alicia Cartier, who also is the ambassador of wellness here at the Global Nation of Wellness. So we did this group, and we brought everyone with us, all our relationships, in a circle. And we were celebrating, acknowledging our ancestors, and because we are continuing ancestors, we're the ones who went through the middle passage, and we assist you. And so we have healing to do. And the relationships that we have is what we related to a year ago, or a lifetime ago, and traveled with us. The beauty of relationships, the wholeness of relationships, and the pain and the misgivings of relationships that all traveled with us. And so we pray tonight that we will be inspired to create new relationships, starting with the first new relationship ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
this brought me to a state of mind, a state of consciousness. I've been married 3 times. I had time, I had a lot of time to think about relationships and different states of being that I was in. There was, you know, in writing. Writing actually helped me to channel myself to see, you know, who am I, what am I, what am I doing, how am I best able to share. You have to go with things to share with others, just see yourself. So one of the things I looked at my children and I said, okay, these children came out of different states of my consciousness. That's just evidence. Yes, their challenges and their greatness and everything else that they are, that's just what I created. And of course, I didn't do it by myself. I did it with the mate, but the mate was my creation too. And so taking that responsibility on, knowing that we create our everything, we create our destiny by what we're feeling, what we're thinking, what we're carrying, what we're holding, what we're hosting inside of our being, is what shows up and is created in our relationship. So that led me to think of relationships different in terms of when we end a relationship. Most times when one ends a relationship, it causes a lot of pain and suffering and hostility. That's called divorce. That's divorce is separation, battle, the breakdown, the misunderstandings, the misgivings, the confusion, the fighting over the material, the holding on to pain, and it goes back and forth. And that's what divorce is. And I said, let's do an attitudinal shift and say, let's go from that transformation, let's rebirth ourselves. It's about a rebirth. That's really what I've observed relationships are really about, an opportunity to rebirth yourself, to renew yourself, to find the new you that is striving to emerge out of that and through that and because of that union. And in that transformation, you start to feel a sense of growth, overcoming, healing, wounds knitted, building positive energy flowing through you. And then that goes back into the relationship that you just closed out. That person also feels that transformation. Even if they were not at the consciousness to rebirth themselves, by you rebirthing yourself and not being angry, but being in a state of gratitude for the lessons the relationship gave unto you. And so that led me to go from, because it goes into the womb. How does it all come together? So first I go into the basics for those who've been here before. Together or apart, may our relationships not destroy us, but rather heal us. And then look at the anatomical journey of the relationship. First, the process was you had to conceive it. You brought it into being. You prayed for it. You meditated for it. You contemplated for it. You brought this relationship in. And at an exact place where you are in your consciousness, an exact place where you are in your thought process, what that relationship in. Now, in that bringing the relationship in, there is definitely, we heard the honeymoon period, the time of this, oh, you just look at that person's eyes, you feel so wonderful, so magnificent, you feel elevated, you feel charged. They inhale, you exhale, all of that. I've had all of that, I know that. It's exhilarating. It's also an experience. Now, the real nitty-gritty happens in the aftermath. When your childhood begins to surface, the little girl, the little boy, the hurt, statement said, the feeling insecure or not good enough or not strong enough or not loved up enough, all of this comes into the relationship and it starts to surface. And some will say, well, let's just go ahead and get married anyway. We haven't healed anything up. We haven't worked it out, but maybe the wedding will just do it for me. And we'll do it for us, and we'll, you know, have a new beginning. Or, you know what, let's have a child. We'll get the child. That will help it. That will just make it just right. And then you find yourself that it doesn't make it right until you get right. And that's the rebirthing. That's the healing. That's the nurturing. That's the forgiveness. So then you keep the relationship, and then you then go into a place where that's the truth. You start to see the truth of what you have manifested, manifested. In relationship, and that's when the struggle begins. You're fighting one to another, verbal fight, glances, touches, tone, feeling, slamming doors. The struggle begins because really you've married, you've unified with yourself. It was hidden, it was tucked under, but it came to the surface, and that's who you are. And look at what's going on outside yourself. Wow. I got a lot of work to do. And so we get to the place, if you can, get to the crossroads, you stay in the struggle. Some bless you stay in the struggle so much that they just die in it. That's when you see husbands and wives get into each other's bedrooms. You know, one sleeps in one bedroom, the other sleeps in the other bedroom. And then they say, we're keeping it together for the children. And then the children see the separation, they see the division. They learn how to be in relationships and apart. They learn how to be alone in a relationship. So then that becomes a part of the family legacy. So you're not doing it for the children. You'll hurt the children by not being honest. But what will happen is the struggle can, you can overcome the struggle. You get to the point, or not overcome it, you got to get to the crossroads. Just get to the crossroads. Reach up, climb up, get to the crossroads, and call out, I'm at the crossroads now. And the crossroads says, to live or to die. To live or to die.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some things you have to die anyway because you have to die to let go. And there's some mm-hmm. people let it go. That's the dying is the letting go. And then from the letting go, you live. So you really don't have to choose between one or the other. You have to die away from an old habit, old thought, or old process, or old get the last word in. And then that allows you to live, to begin to live. Now, in that stage right there, it's the transformation. That's when the shift begins. The shift does, you don't wait for your partner or your past to change or to do anything different or to go with you to healing. You go ahead and you do and you make the shift for your life so that you can live a full life, that you can be happy and joyous because you deserve that. It is your birthright. And so you start the detoxing. This is to come into self-realization and the detoxing. So you be the guide. So I be your guide. I'll guide you. I'll help you. I'll be one of your guides. And I'll say, come through 21 days detox. Go into 42 days. And then 63, go into a season, a whole season of healing. And I say, those who have really got really heavy turbulence and you reflect back with all the relationships in the system, one turbulence led you back to the next. You need four seasons. You need at least four seasons to actually meet yourself, to really begin to really comfort yourself in the fullness and be okay being with you. You know, it's like, oh, my gosh, I love you like never before. I'm going to be so much commitment. Because then you get upset in the relationship. You start saying, you didn't give me enough. You didn't do enough for me. You didn't keep your word. And how many times have we just going to heal ourselves and then we fall off? We keep our word with ourselves. So we expect that from the relationship. If you can't give it to you, nobody else can give it to you. You've got to give yourself love first. You got to give yourself care first. You got to put yourself in that healing tub and give yourself fresh juices and imbibe yourself in some green salads and positive affirmations that you've given us today, and the yoga and the meditation and a lifestyle that will bring you to higher ground. And how does all this connect now to the womb? It totally connects to the womb. And that led me into, I have a little t-shirt that I put out. I wore it over this weekend. We went on a cruise in the island. It was wonderful. And it's the womb yoga, right? And it's also prostate yoga. And in the back of it says that the hands go in prayer. Everyone put their hands in prayer. And we put the prayer hands over the first eye, right above the physical eye, the all-seeing eye. And we say, awaken the womb of my mind. For what I think, I birth, I create. Let's go back for just a minute. Just breathe into it. Breathe into it. Settle into that concept. Breathe in again. Move deep from the bottom of your feet all the way up to your brow. Breathe right into that center. Just let that vibrate there. And just, I want you to take your fingertips right now and just massage your forehead, your first eye, or do a motion. Waking up, gentle, soulful, moving your consciousness in the direction of the universe, flowing. The whole universe is flowing in that direction. When you're feeling negative and angry mentally and depressed, that means things are shutting down and you can't see the growth, the healing that needs to take place in order to become whole and get a rebirth. So we say, okay, then, awaken, inhale, exhale, the womb of my mind, for what I think. Yes, I first. I take full responsibility for the first level of transformation. I want to take a moment of silence. Taking full responsibility for all your relations. That's powerful.
You say, but he hurt me. She did that to me. They damaged me. No. Take on the fullness of your creation. That lets you know if you can create healthy relationships, if you can have an inner experience of a healthy relationship, that everything around you can shift. All your relationships. Over time, over devotion, dedication. Now take your prayer palms and bring them into the center of your heart, for the center of your chest, your heart center. Let you breathe in, right to your heart center. And exhale, I want you to speak with me. Awaken the womb of my heart for what I feel, I burn. I create. Now take it on. All your fingers just in circle, clockwise. Clockwise, circle. Just breathing into your heart, giving your heart again. It's interesting. This right here, the circling of the heart. Tonight, well, Color Girls is on. My daughter told me Color Girls is on. It's a movie, it was a play. It brings me back to the massaging of the heart, stay in the heart a minute. And I saw it about 30 years ago for Color Girls. I saw it as a play. I saw the original actresses perform it on downtown Manhattan in a small theater. And it was like, whoa, what hit the community? What hit the community back then? And then later on, now it's a movie. And I went to the movie and I saw it and I said, oh my, all around the womb. This entire movie is around the pain in the womb and pain in the relationship within the womb. But not just the physical womb, but the heart womb and the mind womb. And in this relationship, there was one of the women, one of the colored girls, colorful girl. She had, she was in a painful relationship. Her mate was in a painful relationship with himself. She was in a painful relationship with herself. And there were two painful people that were together, extremely painful. She was scared of her own shadow and didn't feel very worthy. And he felt incomplete and inept and didn't have work. And they were both in pain. They had two little beautiful children. And there was so much pain, and she kept asking, you better marry me, woman, kind of thing. And she said, I can't marry you. You know, look at us. We can't do this. You know, it's just so much abuse. I can't. But there are his children, and he was, like, frustrated. And then his jealousy was up, and his insecurity was flaring, and she was feeling more insecure, and it was just like a cesspool of so much pain in the walls and in their hearts and on their flesh and everything. And they opened up this movie with them making love, but it wasn't making love, they were making war. And she was looking at the wall, crying. And it was not sex. And he was not fulfilled. And at a point, he threatened her. He said, the children, he took the children, and he held them, the children, outside the window, the children, by their collar. And he said, you better marry me, woman. You better marry me. So every ounce of, like, generational pain. I felt like plantation pain. Okay. And she said, I can't marry you. But she said, please don't take the belt. You know, she just was peeping and talk. And he dropped the children through the glass. And, of course, she died with him. We never saw him again. And one of the women who took the building on, she opened up the key. She had the key. You know, the key to life is very deep here. She had the key to all the apartments. She opened up the key to this apartment, and she came, and the woman was in a corner on her sofa with her arms wrapped around her leg and her head down, in a fetal position, and the curtains were drawn. It was, you know, dark. When she came in the room with the key, came in, the housekeeper, I call her Nevin Head, lady of the house, and she opened the curtains, and she said, "You got some life in the air," and she held her in her arms like a baby. And then she took her hand on her heart, and she told her to breathe. She was letting herself die. She had nothing to live for. So she fell at the time. And then she held her heart in her hand, spiritually, metaphysically, and she said, "Breathe. Just breathe." She breathed a deep breath. She breathed, and she took all the breath. And it's like she just came through the birth canal. Oh, rebirth. I say, awaken the womb of your heart. For what you feel, you birth, you create. Breathe in deep. And birth in the story of life and vitality. Place your hand over your physical womb. And both hands resting, the right hand resting on the right ovary, resting, or the right gonad, womb, and the left hand resting on the left ovary, womb. And breathe deep, inhalation in and out. Awaken your feet of creation. Continue breathing for what you think. And what you feel, you birth to your seed of creation. Again, what you think, what you feel, you birth to your seed of creation. And today, if you give yourself a chance, if you can just trust yourself, today you birth a new world of divine order, body, mind, and spirit. It's time for a rebirth. Womb, relationship, be time. I'm going to call out a number of womb issues. Because this is what we birth through how we feel. That's how we have to heal ourselves. We have to heal our body, mind, and our spirit consistently every day for the rest of our lives, every day. I've been healing myself for 40-some years. I'm still on the path. As soon as I got up the plane, I got some green light, and I got me a large salad. I'm about to take the greatest healing breath of my life. But although yesterday I took an ocean bath with something else. You know, I was taking my ocean bath. This is a sidebar. I was taking an ocean bath after we did this heavy, intense ceremony of the, we went to the sand and I buried everyone in the sand. And we were first in a circle. It was about 25 of us in a circle. And then I had Austin started coming to the circle to represent the first man and woman of leadership, physical, spiritual leadership that had the first, the ruler, first civilization. And then I brought in the masculine, the woman healer and the male healer, and I called the woman healer Sekhmet, and I called the man healer Imhotep, representing Imhotep's first physician, the first doctor, the first healer on an high level, and Sekhmet being the lion-headed healer, wherever there is a place, a temple of medicine, of healing, throughout Kemet, it would be her name would be there. Mm-hmm. And she transforms energy to fire, energy to power, energy to reproduction, bringing forth life by burning away sickness. So those were elements that were there that was present. Then I called forth an elder, man, an elder woman, the elders of the circle, and they came forth. And then there was the honoring of the eight directions that was done, and then formalization for everyone called forth their ancestors, and that's what we've done. Spirit calls for help to reverse ourselves, reverse our relationships, reverse our wounds. You know, you come on these shores that we're in. Our wounds are abused, raped, barely recognized by the temptation and enslaver. And we were raped up to the point where there was no more, nothing left, but enough energy to start making biscuits, food in the kitchen for the same plantation robber, plantation steal of our lives. So here we are, reversing ourselves out of cattle slavery, our pain, calling our ancestors to help us, and to acknowledge that they didn't get through the middle passage that we did, and that we must acknowledge ourselves having strength in our bloodline to be able to survive, and to thrive now. Now we're thriving. Now we affirm to thrive, and now we're going to heal ourselves so that we can bring forth our relationship. So I'll call out these different diseases as we've been in the water. And the ancestors came through. Heavy bleeding, 5, 7 days or more, that's hemorrhaging. Menstrual cramps. Bleeding and clotting, heavy menstrual bleeding and clotting, chronic PMS, chronic vaginal itching and burning, chronic vaginal odors, chronic vaginal vaginitis, and vaginal sores, and medically diagnosed vaginal cysts and candida, and painful intercourse, and inability to experience orgasm, and frigidity, and sexually transmitted diseases, and sexual abuse, and toxic parts, and infertility, toxicity of pregnancy, and difficult childbirth, miscarriage, abortion, hot flashes, menopausal vaginal dryness, and mood swings, and night sweats, and pelvic inflammatory disease, and blocked fallopian tubes, and medically diagnosed fibroid tumors and endometriosis and genital prolapse, uterine cancer, and finally to the ones who don't know how or where to go or what to do, the hysterectomy. So those traumas are actually related to what we're feeling in our heart and what we're feeling in our mind. And so as we begin to take the quest, the walk, the wealth, it is a walk that has been planned out in order to recover. But before we take the walk of the detoxing and the fasting, I want, this is a form of fasting and cleansing, in which is a conversation with your womb. The conversation with your womb is this. You ask the first question, I'll call it out. If your womb could speak, what does she say? I want you to rub your hands together briskly, real strong, rubbing your hands together to create fire. And then I want you to place your hand on your womb, just very gently. Or if it's too heavy, because at this point you just want to let go, just relax your hands and your palms in your lap. And the question I ask is, my womb speaks, your womb speaks, and she has a voice, and she wants to speak to you. And what does she say? Breathe in deep. What is she telling you now, in a word? Is she saying stop? Is she saying forgive? Breathe. Is she saying release? Is she saying to dance? To do art? Is she saying to look back? She's saying to go forward. What is she telling you?
and she said something to you, and even in silence, and if she says nothing to you in words, but is silent, she's still speaking. When silence comes, she lets you know to be still, to be quiet. And a way to open up the conversation is, you sometimes have to set the tone and set the surgical room. The surgical room in your home is your hydrotherapy room, you call the bathroom. That's your water surgery. In your kitchen, that's your pharmacy, where food is medicine. In your bathroom, it's a hydrotherapy room, where you use water treatment to bring your emotions to the surface, because water reflects the emotion. The quickest way to bring the emotion out is to drink plenty of water, to fast, to activate your 75-80% of water in your body, and then the emotion of pain starts to surface so that it can pass away. And if that starts to come up and pass away and the tear may come out, it's a good thing. Because in some women, the wounds are so shattered from incest. Oh, so sad story, incest. Many of the children that had that experience, both women and men, they had at the age of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. When they go back to their remembering, they remember when the pain began. And sometimes it was happened once, sometimes it happened several times, and sometimes it happened over the years. Some have talked about it started at age 7, which is pretty common time that people remember, children remember as adults, until they were teenagers and they ran away from home. They just left. The most crisis, the most chronic I've ever heard before was when the father became her boyfriend. And the other sister, she ran out of the house as a teenager. And never came back. So there's pain in the family, and that's chattel slavery. It's nothing less than chattel slavery response, because the man was a stud, and the woman, we deposit, sperm was deposited in us, and we brought life for the plantation to grow. So we have so much healing. It's passed down from generation to generation. And some didn't have that experience at all, but they've had verbal abuse as a child. And so as they grew up into adults, they abused others, verbally, psychologically, emotionally, women and men. And then when they would try to make love, it was war, it was a battle. And some say, well, when we have the greatest sex is when we fight. After the fight, then we have sex. So they actually stop being violent to each other. Like I said, it's an act of rape. Consensual rape. We have a lot of healing to do. And then when we look, we'll see that that connects to the bleeding. Just as when a woman is bleeding 7 days, you just reflect on what's going on in your life. A lot of pain, a lot of hurt from the past that's never emptied out. And men, our men, are dying from prostate cancer. I'm hearing more men in their 30s with prostate cancer, but you know, it doesn't help to be part of the faster generation. Mm-hmm. And there are many cancers that are supported by fast foods. I won't call names. Many healing spiritual houses are supported by the fast foods. Colleges are supported by the fast food industry. They'll give scholarships so that we'd be in good graces and that we trust to eat death. And when death shows up in our state of mind and in our heart and in our wounds and in our practice, so we have to stop eating death. We have to stop consuming dead thoughts and then taking in dead relationships. And so that is our prayer tonight, that we overcome. We just almost how we could thank for this circle that we're having this evening, this circle. May we heal in this circle. May we see a new life, a new beginning, a victory, a transformation, a forgiveness, a releasing, of a gratitude. May we roll ourselves out of this pain into the healing mud, into the healing sunlight, into the healing green foods, into the healing meditation, to the healing gardens and to the healing oceans of life. May we transform ourselves into healthy relationships going forward, that we birth a new world of divine order that does not bring war and violence everywhere we turn. We end one war and we go right into another war. When will the war end? The war began with human beings interacting in violence and creating and birthing and conceiving violence. And we say tonight, let's end the war in our minds. Let's end the war in our hearts. Let's end the war in our wombs and in our prostate. And then let's conceive a new us, a new transformation, a new beginning. Let us no longer eat the foods of violence and pain and suffering. No longer look at the vision of television that lies and poison our consciousness. No longer read the books and interact in a toxic way. May we come into higher ground. May we rediscover an ancient principle within us called Ma'at, balance, truth, and righteousness. May we put our hearts on the scale of Ma'at and come out in harmony, come out balanced. May we allow ourselves to be in the mud where there is a lotus seed and then begin to wash and bathe that seed in light, that it grows through and shoots up green and opens up to the top of the waters and then blossoms a new beginning, a new life of total purity, which comes out of a concept of Nefertum, the lotus woman and lotus man. May we return to ourselves made whole. May there be no more war in our hearts and in our homes and in our wombs and in our prostate. May the bleeding become null and void. May we no longer bleed to death as women. May we no longer have PMS because we wash and bathe and purify and cleanse and take our herbs and invert our bodies and return back to our power. May our men give themselves castor oil packs and clay packs over their kids and take in the green foods, and may couples unite in healing. May we come together in wellness. May we heal ourselves before we come together. And when we come together, may we continue to heal ourselves in the union. And may we heal ourselves every day and all the days of our lives, that we have no more womb pain and no more prostate pain, and that we birth organic babies and kings and queens and birth a new world of divine right order. I'd like to now open up this moment for questions or statements. Most of the time I come on this show and people can, I'm so shocked. I need to get a report. You need to just tell me how you feel about what I'm saying so I know if I'm on the right course, if I'm helping, if I'm supporting, and, you know, give me my report. And you can just say it through a statement. You can say, I've activated some of the principles of sacred woman and man heal thyself. I began to do some of the womb work, and now I no longer am suffering from PMS, or my tumor is starting to shrink, and as I said, it's happening, my heart is starting to heal, and I'm no longer carrying that rage and that madness and that hurt, but I'm carrying more love for myself and my relationship, and my marriage is healing up now, and I conceived a baby that I thought I couldn't conceive. Give me a report, you know, I'm waiting for a report, because, you know, I go in the world, and people see me in a bank and say, Queen, remember 10 years ago, and I came in the 21-day detox, and I conceived a baby. I have she's 9 years old now. I get so much of that. Someone called me up and she said, Queen, I need to come for your consultation, but I also want you to meet my son. He's 13 years old. Remember I did the 21-day cleansing years ago? Well, I want you to meet him, 13 years old. Give me a call. Let me know. let me not find out by chance. Let me know what's going on with your life and so I can be of service. I'm going to leave the space open for that.
Okay. Well, you can call in with your testimonies
at 917-932-8881. Again, that's 917-932-8881. Just raise your hand by pressing 1, and we'll see that you're on the line and you're ready to speak. I think we have somebody on the line who would like to either ask a question or has testimony. I'm going to bring them on. Caller from the 215 area code. You're live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Peace, Queen.
Peace.
Hi. Actually, I have a question. I think it's a general question. I'm not sure if it's relevant or not, but basically, I'm participating in the autumn equinox.
Okay, I'm going to need it. I'm not here. Somehow through the phone, the voice is not strong enough. I need the question to be repeated for me so that I can really hear it clearly. But go ahead.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, I've just started the Autumn Equinox Detox 21-day program, and I wrote 21 full moon affirmations. But my question is, what do you have to say, or what words do you have, you know, to guide me? Because it's like I have these affirmations, I read them, and then I turn right around and break them. Like, I have an affirmation where I say I won't let things get to me, or I won't be angered or anything like that, but I turn right around and get mad, start snapping out as if these affirmations don't even exist. Or am I just being too hard on myself because I just started out? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm hearing a little bit, but I'm hearing enough to respond back. And that is that we speak and then we work.
Mm-hmm.
So you said it. That was the first step, is to say it, see it, take it in, reflect on it, and now you have to work it. It's like saying, I'm opening up this new vision, this new business. I'm writing this book, and then now you have to go do the work to really make it happen.
Right.
But first, you have to actually say it, and then now you're going to grow it. So don't feel bad about it. Just know I am growing it by even making the statement, and you affirm it throughout the day. You affirm it in the morning, you have a moment, you have a period of affirmations. In the midday, you do it. And then when the sun sets, you're doing affirmations. Right before you go to sleep, you do the affirmations because it's your food. It's starting to build you up. And then while you're doing that, you're doing your detoxing, your cleansing, because the lower frequency is in the blood. We clean out the blood, raise the frequency of the blood. So saturate yourself with green juice every day, 12 to 50 ounces of green juice every day, will shift you. You won't be able to think the old way. You won't be able to do the old thing. And then you have your green life. It was just so funny because Alicia's been with us for 9 months, and she sat there. She'll tell it out loud. We got, we just went on a cruise, right? And she says, okay, I'm going to do some of my favorite things. All vegetarian, but it was heavy, right? And she sat in front of me, and I said nothing. And I said, okay. And then she had her, she's a start, and she had like 2 spoons, and she like put the fork down like sad, like, I can't eat this anymore. I don't feel good with this. And I'm just like, And she's like, I'm upset, but I understand. You will overcome it. The more that you continue to do your cleansing, to do your green life, and to do your, the green is to rebuild you. The master herbal is to detox the desire and the craving for the lower life, the bitters. The healing bath will do the same. One thing I want to add to your work, which is, it should be out on the 28th. On the 28th, that I'm praying. I've been nursing this concept for the last 2 years, but I've been talking about it for many, many years. I never put it into a form where one can really use it to the fullest. I would talk about water. And one of the affirmations in water is, may I be protected by 70 purifications. So you have to do some bathing, some candle lighting in your tub, some Dead Sea salt or Epsom salt, bringing some warm water and cider vinegar or warm water and lemon to the tub, or some green life and some water and some fresh apple juice, and put some of your favorite soothing, healing music, or get yourself fired up and say your affirmations in there. Matter of fact, write them and put them on the wall in the bath hydrotherapy room, in the bathroom, and you're saying it and you're imbibing it and you're loving it and you're cleansing and you're juicing and you come out, you have a large salad waiting. All of this is your protection. And then what happens, you find yourself falling off less and less and less. And journal it. Journal it, write it down, how you're improving day by day. It is a process.
It's not an event. Healing is not an event. It is a process. So today, yesterday, everything you did led us up to this call. Tonight it will be easier. Tomorrow will be that much easier. If you fall, you get right back up. You'll lay down less, and you'll get up longer. So that's the beauty of the journey of healing.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for calling in. All right. If you have any comments or questions, again, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. And if you're already on the line, all you have to do is raise your hand by pressing 1. The Queen wants to know how her work has affected your life. So if you have a story to share, definitely right now is the time to do so. In the meanwhile, while we wait for callers to get settled in and, you know, some of them got to work up the courage sometimes to press that 1. But while we're waiting for that, I'd definitely like to share a little bit. I think I've shared a bit of my story on the show before about how your work has touched my life. I think I talk about it almost like every time you're about to come on the show. Every month with my mother, we continuously speak about it because you were such an influence in the transformation of my mother's consciousness even before I was conceived. So naturally, you were a staple part of you know, some of the concepts and theories of about health and about holistic being and how to be a holistic being when I was growing up, even though we didn't always necessarily implement the full aspect of all of the healing that you were dispensing. I mean, I grew up definitely just seeing Heal Thyself right in the corner by Queen of Four. I just want the old book, the one with the green cover.
Yeah.
That book is older than me. So, yes, we still have it and everything. And definitely it was a key part of, you know, as soon as I started to wake up, I was like, oh, my God, I realized who you were. And I was like, that's Queen of Four. And I started to read it. And, you know, it definitely helped me get into the grounding of in the discipline of fasting and how to fast. What I love about what you talk about and what you say and what you do in your books is I love how relatable you are, and I love how, the fact that you give options to people. I love how you meet people where they are. Rather than making people feel inferior for not being at a certain level, you teach them how they can get to different levels. And I think that's an imperative part that sometimes is missing out of the holistic experiences. People being made to understand that, yes, we're coming out of a toxic mind state. We're coming out of a toxic society. It's going to take time. You're not going to be eating Big Macs one day, and then the next day you're going to be eating raw vegan. That's not how it works. There is a transitional period. You do need to have drive. And I'm not saying, hey, don't eat the raw vegan if you're eating Big Macs. What I'm saying is give yourself that time and give yourself that slack, like you said. Allow yourself to heal it, and it's a part of the process, just admitting that you see that you have maybe a problem or you see that there is an issue that needs to be healed. So by giving yourself that affirmation, I am going to, you know, get to these places where I will definitely, you know, start to heal a lot of these deeper wounds. And I mean, the thing I really see as something that I've come to learn during my healing journey is that healing isn't a destination. It's a journey. It's definitely a journey. It's a process, and it's continual. So it's not like, oop, I did my 30-day cleanse. All right, I'm good. It's not like that. It's definitely, like you said, a lifestyle. So those are some of the ways that you've helped influence me and change my perspective on life and help me to really get into the healing and, you know, aspire to be a healer myself. So definitely give thanks for all the information that you've given. We have another caller on the line. Caller from the 773 area code. How has the Queen helped you heal, or do you have any comments or questions?
Greetings. How is everyone today?
Well, how are you?
Good. This is Nubian Divine with Nubian News, and I absolutely want to call in to, you know, give honors to the Queen And I'm not sure if you remember me or not, but my husband and I were at Brother Polite's event where you spoke at.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, I do. Good day.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Good to see you.
I just absolutely had to tune in to let the listening audience know that I'm a seeker of truth and a seeker of accurate truth and knowledge. And just Queen Afua and the things that she do, what she believes in, what she's about, she's 100% the real deal. I just really want to let the listening audience know that. I mean, I absolutely really want our people to really understand who she is and what she's doing, because even what Queen Afua stands for, her whole holistic approach, how she's there, she's hands-on, she's in our community, and there's not many people out there at all that I know of, I can't even count them on one hand, that's doing what she does. So I absolutely honor you, sister, and I thank you so much for the light that you've been shedding in our community, the things that you have been doing for our people. It is absolute fact. It's accuracy. I'm a living testimony. My family's a living testimony, and I just want to say honors to you and keep up the great work.
Honors to you. Honors to you and your family. I'm so grateful to even hear this, because you have been, you can't be in your own world and think you're doing something that you're really not.
Yes, absolutely.
I
know, and then I want to do something a little different as well, if you don't mind, because I'm married. I wanted to give my phone to the husband, the phone to my husband, so you guys can get a couple's perspective about Queen Afua and absolutely who she is. She is really a diamond in the rough, and I can't even say in the rough at this point, but she's absolutely a beautiful soul.
The main thing is I wanted to first give honors to my sister because of your illumination as well as you brought to me spiritually that has given me an absolute indication that my transformation to be healthier, especially from the health challenges that you had absolutely made me aware of. Honors to you as well. I certainly need to get in touch with you once again to continue to evolve as well as navigate some of the things that I need to basically take care of. And I wanted you to know that for me to preserve my health, as well as for you to line up with us spiritually, my wife and I, has been an absolute illumination as well as an asset that has developed with our awareness of what you've shown us, as well as looking at our vibratory harmonics and our spirit and our resonance and our vibration as a means to preserve our lives and to sustain what we need to sustain so that we'll be okay. I appreciate you. Honors to my sister. She's a powerful, divine adept in our community, as well as one of our master mentors. And we all should definitely take heed to her information, as well as acquire some of the knowledge that she has to give us some of the things that we need to do personally and that we need to take up on in terms of our health challenges. Honors to you, my sister, the queen, and much love and respect from my wife and myself.
Oh, good, thank you. Say to the royal couple, I truly appreciate that, and I make you want to serve more.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yeah, so thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, beloved, and thank you as well for being a wonderful spirit and soul upon this earth. We appreciate you. Honor, sister.
Give most high praise. Thank you. And I think about the birthing, you know, the continuous birthing and giving for all of us. We, I see us in such a high level. You know, I have such a reverence for the first healing of my people. To say that my people are specialists on this, and it's studying and researching.
Queen, can you speak up just a little bit? I don't think everybody can fully hear.
I have such a reverence for the first healers, and such a respect for the first healers, and which is from my race, the people with initial healers. So everything that is holistic is us. We birthed all of it. We birth astrology, we birth color therapy, we birth aromatherapy, we birth massage therapy, we birth Reiki, we birth vegetarian lifestyle, we birth colon cleansing, all forms of hydrotherapy,
this is our birthing. This is our culture. Wellness is our culture. It is our cultural heritage. It is our cultural right. It is our cultural treasure. And it's really just opening up the treasure chest and saying, wow, we have all of this, and all this came from us. And since we're the returning ancestors, and we keep on living again and again and again, you know, we just tap in, and we just open up a world of profound wellness, and we end all the violence in the home with that. You know, the more that we heal, the less violence that we'll birth. You know, we're birthing a lot of violent homes. But with our birthing of ourselves, our thoughts, our hearts, as I said in the beginning, and our prostate and womb centers, we will birth nothing but higher vibration. And so to the Royal Couple, I thank you, and it led me to pick up the book off my shelf just now, and Man Heals Ourselves. I want to dedicate this to our men, because we don't hear, at least I don't hear a lot of our men saying very much when I come on the call. It's always the women that come. That's why I'm writing the book all about the women. So, but the men kept asking. Some men just kept saying, well, since you wrote the book, Take a Woman, did you write a book for the men? So it took years. I can't write overnight. It takes years of dedication, reflection, going over and researching and thinking and processing and fasting to write any book, even write a word, to write one page. I have to go through a lot of healing to hear. And so, but this one prayer that I'm going to offer up comes out of Man Healed by Self, Journey to Optimal Wealth, which is the last book that I've written. And this one page, it's about four prayers that I've brought together into oneness. And this is in honor of our men. And I'm calling our men who are fatherless, may you rebirth yourself. And how does this connect to the womb detox? Because if our men are whole and vibrant, and we're striving to wholeness and vitality as women, then we will come together and birth each other into greatness. We will nurture each other, and we'll be healers for each other. The women will heal the men will heal the women. We will heal ourselves before we come together, and we'll heal ourselves for all eternity. We will heal ourselves through all the challenges and beyond them. And we'll heal ourselves until we become whole men and women and whole people once again and powerful people as we was in the beginning. And so this prayer was written from the Purchiruin Gear, the first written text of spiritual work thousands and thousands of years ago in ancient Kemet. May I open my two eyes, which are blind. May I stretch out my feet, which are fastened together. May my legs be strong and raise me up. I know my heart. I have gained power over my hands and arms. I have gained power over my two feet. I have gained the power to do what pleases my soul. May my soul and my body not be imprisoned. I rise and I shine. I am powerful, I am mighty. I come forth in peace. And so with this brings the work into the rebirthing of our men. Women, we can have 40 womb issues. Men have fewer womb issues, and they die, but they die earlier. Well, in a woman's lifetime, she may have at least five of those womb issues. So a man, he can have, this is goes deadly for the men, prostate cancer, impotency. So the prostate is connected to his heart. Prostate is connected to his mind. When a man's feeling like he's not enough, when he feels inept, when he feels his power has been taken from him, or he can't take care of his family, his life, or it makes him impotent. That's how he feels. That's what he's thinking. And then it shows up in his prostate. But the prostate, I'm saying the prostate, but how I work with this book is that in order for the prostate to heal, we have to heal 21 other body members that connect to the prostate. And so what I address in Man Heal Thyself is the 22 body members and the healing herb compound and the clay application and the elements from the water treatments to the air treatments and to the fire foods and the fire treatments and the earth treatments and all the elements that's laid out in the book. He's able to overcome the five wounded men. He overcome the five wounded men, the angry old man, the common man, the sexually addicted man, the violent man, the imprisoned man in and out of prison. These are five wounded men that I've identified. And once you can see them, it may not be you, it may be your grandfather, but it's in the bloodline, it may be your uncle, but you've all noticed it may be you. But then you then have to get take you on yourself on your own back and do your detox. You know, it's a womb detox, but it's a feminine and a masculine detox that's taking place. Because, you know, in order for a woman to heal, she has to engage with her feminine and her masculine self. In order for a man to heal, he has to engage with his masculine and his feminine self, which is the masculine self is the one who builds and projects. And the feminine one side aspect is the one who intuits and creates. And to bring those elements together in a man and a woman, you have a whole woman, you have a whole man. It's a process, it's a due process. So as you reflect on the wounded part of yourself, as I call up these, all the wounded parts of women, then what happens? The woman, her, she may get to the point of having hysterectomy, and the man, he may get to the point of having one of his gonads removed, but it's still removal, a rotting away of an organ when the body can be restored. It can be repaired and rebuilt, and that's what this work is all about. Not if you have a, allopathically, if you have a really serious arm issue and gangrene is setting in, you cut the arm off, you cut the hand off, cut the fingers off. But in holistic, naturally, if you have gangrene, if you have issue in the hands, the arm, you don't cut it off, you detox, you purge. You take the plant, you take the herb, you take the water, you take the earth, and you rebuild, you repair it, and you keep that hand, keep it on. That prostate, you don't have it chopped off and cut in pieces and radiated until there's no life at all. And women having a hysterectomy completely taken out, that's not the way. That's not the way. It's not the holistic way. It's not our way. It's not a natural way. There's an alternative. And that's what really this is all about, the rebirthing process. You know, look forward. You know, if you don't have a mate now, I would say to the women, look forward to having time with yourself to restore your masculine feminine self and to wholeness. Go back to your father and say, thank you, Daddy, Baba. For whatever you did and whatever you couldn't do, I thank you for every effort. You know, sometimes you have to give up a child in order to love the child because you can't take care of the child for whatever the reason, whatever you didn't get in your growing up, and that was the wisest thing you could possibly do. So send the love to your father that you may not be angry at your mate and still subtle hostility. And from the same, you know, the women have to forgive both mother and father, then the mother. The man has to forgive the mother. Maybe the mother was being the father and the father, so he's angry at her because she's a woman and she's being so hard, and he's angry. You know, he's feeling forced and depressed by a feminine principle who's activating the masculine side so heavily, trying to be the mother and father, which is not possible. That's why we have families and family. So all of this, what I'm saying, really is helping us to detox and rebirth ourselves, starting with ourselves in union, that we may have whole and healthy union. I want us also to be mindful that our hospitals in the urban cities are closing. I just went past one, you know, coming in. It still looks like it's still open, but it's a hospital. There's two hospitals 10 minutes away from me, and they're closing down. Mm. And they're closing down to make us wake up, I would say. And I'm going to make a positive out of that. But when you think about two hospitals closing down, and they manage thousands of people, and most health care is actually emergency care for people of color, emergency care for most of us end up being. When you go in there, who do you see? Us. 99% you'll see us. So that means that we're in a state of a crisis. We're in a state of emergency. Now, there's a hospital behind me, which is about 15 minutes away. That's going to have to take away those two hospitals when and if they close. And what happens? There'll be many of us who will fall through the crack. That's what will happen. We'll fall through the crack. Because when you have thousands of people merging to one hospital that the people went there before,
mm-hmm.
they take 8 hours to be seen in the average emergency case. So in those 8 hours, you could be in a state of heavy crisis, but you still won't be there for 8 hours. What happens when the other two hospitals close? You could actually see what's happening. Some of they'll have to make a decision if two or three or five, 10 people have asthma, who has the worst asthma? Who can get on the respirator? Do they have enough of them? And so who will fall through the cracks? Or if four or five people got shot by a gun, crossfire, whatever happened, they'll take the child, or they'll take the elder, or they'll take the young person, who will they take? You know, how quickly can they get in there? With short staff and heavy workload, and the doctor's overworked now, and the nurse is angry because they're overworked, and then you're getting health care. So there's an alternative so that we can continue to rebirth ourselves out of pain, out of deeper pain. Like you think, you sometimes say, well, if you complain about that you have no shoes until you see a man without feet. As I was coming, from this cruise this weekend, going with, there was a young man in front of me. He came from war. I knew he came from war because he had his friend, his brother, they call him battle brother, with him, and he had the cap on from being in the army. And this young man, he had legs made of steel, and he had sneakers on, he had shorts on. I said, what courage to just say, this is who I am, okay? And he had one arm, the other arm. He has a steel arm. And he was so uplifted. He was with his wife. And the other battle buddy was with his wife, and all his limbs were there. So it's all to me, it's just one mix, it's just one fantastic soup of delicious, healthy soup or a toxic soup. In one of my books, I birthed the City of Wellness. It's all a birth. We have such books to birth. And in the seventh kitchen of Seven Kitchens of Consciousness, I talk about the birthing of the Liberation Kitchen. And what birthed the kitchen in me writing about it? I've done many one-day detoxes, one-day fast, you shut it. And we'll give people free time. But you're going to do this Saturday, and everyone's welcome to come. It's free. You can go call us, and we'll tell you how to get on wherever you are in whatever city. You can get on and be a part of that free day and bring get everybody to the house and make a big salad for everybody. Everybody bring different parts of a salad and everybody make one big giant bowl of salad together and everybody bring different kind of vegetables and get the juicer out. And then everybody, make juice together and have one big barrel of juice. And then get another big pot and order some master herbal, make some master herbal for everybody. Get some green life for everybody. Say green life on the house. Everybody does that. And then listen in for a day of wellness and healing. It'll be myself presenting on Saturday. And I'll also do some yoga practice. And then I'll be bringing you into a new work that I'm having coming up, which is your hydrotherapy chart, to set up your nutrition, your bathroom as your home spa to heal your family physically and emotionally, psychologically. So much work to be done with water. It is incredible. I'm so excited about this new baby that I'm carrying in me right now. I'm carrying it in me now because you haven't seen it yet. If you're going to see this baby on Saturday, I'm going to hold up this chart and say, now you have the chart for that hydrotherapy room. Add that with your kitchen and pharmacy in your home. And those two rooms together, now you have your emergency set up. So if there's a crisis that happens in the family, you go in the kitchen lab and you make that tonic, that juice, those herbs. You run that bath water and you give them the herbs that they need because you've been stocking up and getting your stuff together because I'll have a list of healing compounds for the physical body and spiritual compounds for the spiritual body and from 1 to 10 what to do to set up a basic bath day and you have a day of wellness once a week or two or three times, depending on how much of a crisis is in the household. So this water, you're thinking yourself of, you're literally having a baby, and the baby is surrounded by the water of the mother and the father now, because the father is a part of that ceremony of bringing life into this world. And so everything to me is a birthing. You know, everything that I do is a birthing. I'm carrying a baby. Someone said, did you come out and did you come to the program that I did? It was a hair lock conference, and I did this work. I said, I couldn't come out. I'm carrying. I can't come out until I finish carrying. So you'll see this work, this project. And perhaps as you continue to do your healing, I'm going to close on this, as you continue to heal yourself, I've laid out a regime, a way, a pathway to walk that can help you. And we all have a part of that puzzle, you know, to add to the equation. And all of us must be heard. And if you take the journey, you take the walk, then you will not just hear, that's the first cause that it's hard for me to stay on it. I say 1 minute, I'm just giving the affirmation. The next minute, I just can't keep it. It's like the New Year's resolution. It doesn't happen. You make the resolution, you stay, and you state it, and then it's gone in 2 or 3 days, a week. Well, that's what happens. But you know, it, as we talked about here, receiving life is a process, and healing is a process, and it's a day-to-day life, and it can only get better with time. The more you exercise it, and the more you do it, the better you get, the more fibers you get, the more alive you get, and you don't have to break down. You can keep building up, and you can keep birthing greatness. And you don't ever have to be just in a state of a cesspool of toxicity, that you could be in a realm of beauty and grace and power. And I believe that this work that I'm presenting can help to save the world. That's what I feel. My mother used to tell me when I was young, she said, you can't save the world, because I can take all the children in the neighborhood, bring them to my house and keep them for the weekend and give them natural food and tell them stories. I said, dance with them and exercise and... You know, so since I'm a teenager, she's been telling me I can't save the world, and I've been telling her since. I said, well, yes, I can. All of us can save first ourselves, then our families, wherever we'll listen, whatever point they'll listen, our neighbors, our kids who will listen, we'll give it to them, we'll share. It's going to spread. And even if you don't do it directly, because of what you do, what you lay down as a foundation, it's going to come around full circle, and people are going to come back and tell you what you told somebody else. It's wonderful what we're seeing here. We're going to create a new world. We're creating it right now. It's already started. It's been started. This is a green movement. Did you hear? It's a whole new world going on. And we are creating it right now. We are birthing a new world.
Awesome. Well, we have 7 minutes left on our live stream, so if anybody has any last-minute call-in questions, the call number is 917-932-888. One, we've been discussing the Relationship Detox Part 2 with Queen of Four, and she's been dispensing so much lovely information. I just can't even, let you all know. So if you've missed part of the show, definitely go back into the archives and listen to it from the beginning, because it is definitely worth playing back and taking some notes on. Queen of Four, you mentioned an event that you're doing on Saturday. Tell us more information about it, how we can go, what time it will be, where it is, all that type of stuff.
All right. Okay. So this is going to be face-to-face, and it's also live stream.
Okay.
We had about 30 or more who called in from different parts of the country. We actually did a live stream last month, so every month we come together. And this is doing a one-day detox. I will be presenting from the book, The City of Wellness, Heal Thyself, and so on. And Supernova Song, Hip Hop Medicine Man, his piece is No Excuse Wellness. He, in Afghanistan, well, his spirit was sent there for a reason. Because, you know, in the Army, you don't change anything. You don't change rules. You don't change direction. You don't do anything. It's impossible. Everything is locked in. But on high enough frequency, you could change and shift anything. So that he's the shifter. And so he went in, and the sergeant ended up ordering a juicer, bringing for his wife to give it to him. And if you know, it's on film. Supernova and the sergeant is in the kitchen. The kitchen has become a healing lab. It's like an old, beat-down kitchen in war kitchen. They got guns on the right, and they got juice flowing, and they are serving juice, and Supernova serving juice to a Native American Army buddy and a Hispanic brother and African American brother and skinheads and an Afghanistan brother, two of them. It actually was like the United Nations. I raised him to think of United Nations healing, and he actually pulled it off. And so he also came back with all his limbs, his consciousness. But he came back with a concept, which is called No Excuse Wellness. It was posted, you can check it on it was ABC last week on Channel 7. You can check our archive and reach out at 718-221-4325. That's Alicia, let you know how to track that down. And so we went on the news, and we spent about 11 minutes, and part of that time was they showed a clipping of him making lime juice, and it was organic. So people kept asking, how are you going to eat there? He ate better there than any other time, actually. He was in the mountains, and he was sent there to help the people in the community. That's just what he's doing, community service there. He wasn't killing people, he was on community service. And then healing everybody around, they called him the medicine man, even in Afghanistan. Life will meet you where you are no matter where you go. So that was his test. Can you be yourself no matter where you go in this world? Have you raised your frequency enough to do that? So he's going to be with us. He's coming in from Atlanta. He'll be with us for that day. So you definitely want to hear from him. He's definitely the sergeant of wellness. And then we have Ali the Great. Ali is our vegan bodybuilding chef. He's going to take you through some exercise. I mean, he is training me. I'm ecstatic of it. I'm in the gym with my own son, and he's working me out. And at the same time, he is a vegan bodybuilder chef, so he's making natural foods and live food dishes, and everyone's going to eat it, but he's also going to give some teaching lessons on that. And I'm going to give a juice demonstration to harmonize all your elements, air, fire, water, earth, in the body, which all diseases are based on those elements, or wellness is based on those elements. So we're going to have us a day of greatness, of healing. We're going to serve healing tonics every hour in the hour, per se. Woman's life herbal formula for the women, man's life herbal formula for the men. We're going to serve the green life nutritional formula with organic apple juice and ginger for circulation. We're going to serve the master herbal tonic 13 herbs. We're going to put clay packs for all of those who have any pain on their knees. By the time you leave, it's all day from 10 to 5. By the time you leave, your knees will not be hurting. Your ankles will not be swollen. We're going to put the clay packs on you. We're going to teach you how to breathe properly and how to really energize your home so that when emergencies come, you know just what to do. So you can call us now at 718-221-4325, and you can check our website at www.thecityofwellness.com. We'd love to have you through live stream. This is a global detox, and so we want everybody to come on that call. And we also want you to email us and help us to shape it and make it greater and better. We also have membership. We want you to become a part of this wellness family that we're building through membership so that we can constantly charge one to another. A question came up in our program statement. A question came up with my son, Ali. He asked me, about how much of you think you help to heal? Which I don't heal anyone, but put on the path of wellness. I said, well, over a million. He said, well, can you imagine if they were members? What does that mean? We can't do a call out for any. If we had to create, if we needed to create an organic farm, you know, what do we need to do? What do you think that would do? So from that point, I said we must have membership, and so our membership has been growing leaps and bounds. So that's another thing for those who feel that you could be members of different organizations, you could be a member of your organization, but it's all one, and we just say some things.
Definitely. All right. So we have just 1 minute left on the live stream. It's been an awesome show. Are there any last things you want to put out there and let the people know about while we have the time?
Yes. We're starting our 21-day detox for the fall. And for those who are fasting or those who are online, it's the 21 days, or the lifestyle for 21 days, or flexitarian living for 21 days. We are having a free orientation this Thursday. You can call us in and get on our RSVP listing. You can call us in tomorrow when we open up shop again at 718 221-455. Call us if you're interested in taking part of the 21-day full detox so that we can transform ourselves and reverse ourselves and get our womb, prostate, life, everlasting life, as it says on healing.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you. It has been a pleasure as usual. Thank you for spending.
Thank you.
Our meditation music is just deciding to come on. That's great. Anyway, yes, thank you for coming on and sharing this time with us as usual. We've enjoyed you thoroughly, and thank you so much for giving out so much information. I'm definitely going to try and make my way on Saturday to come and see you, because I will be in New York, so I'm going to try and make my way.
But can I say you can come to? Yes, besides the live stream, it's going to be 570 Fulton Street, and that is 570 Fulton Street between Rockwell and Flatbush Avenue at Nicholas. Inside of Nicholas, you'll see at the very first window that you pass by, you'll see our healing station kiosk, where we have all our products. I mean, you'll see people in green and some in white, because everything is rejuvenation and the cleansing. So come on out. And yes, we'd love for you. We'll have a special seat for you. Thank you.
Yes, definitely. I will definitely. I'll definitely try to make it out there. Again, thank you for everything, and we will see you next month on your next month segment, and we just love and enjoy having you here. So thank you so much, Queen, for all the work that you've done.
Thank you, my beloved. Thank you, your precious soul. Appreciate you to the utmost, and give my love to your mother.
I will, definitely. Thank you. Peace.
Peace.
All right, you've been listening into Conversations with the Queen, and we do air every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you all for listening and participating. This has been a wonderful show. I'm going to take it out with a song by an African artist named Lyra. She's a beautiful woman. You should definitely get to know her and become familiar with her. This song is called Believer, and definitely come back next week and check us out. We'll be having the lovely City Hand on, and we will be discussing the Traveling Mind album release. So definitely come out and definitely listen into that show. We also have his album release party on the 28th. I will be hosting. It will be at the Producers Club in New York City. All right, so definitely stay tuned for that. If you want more information, visit facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. It's been real, y'all. Lyra, Believer. Peace.